Manuscript Releases, Volume 15, M.R., Number 1162. Satan's Power is Broken Through Prayer. Written August 15, 1850, from Centerport, New York, to brother and sister Stockbridge Howland in Topsom, Maine. I send this vision to you for you to read to the church in Topsom. Brother Rhodes came here last Tuesday, which is just 1 week ago today. We were glad to see him. He has just got out a new chart. It is larger than any chart I ever saw. It is very clear. We like his chart much. My babe had been very sick for about a week. We had prayer for him, and he was some better, and we thought he would recover. Tuesday, p.m., James and myself went to Port Byron with Brother Rhodes. He was to take a canal boat and go on his way to Michigan. It seemed as though we could hardly let him go. We knew not why we felt so. On our way home, it seemed to me that Satan had stepped in and was troubling Edson. We found it even so. We found the child at the point of death. James took his horse and carriage and started to overtake Brother Rhodes. He went 5 miles, overtook him, and brought him back. That night they prayed for Edson, and he has come up very fast since. Satan wanted to hinder the work of the Lord, so he afflicted the child, but he was beaten back by faith in God, and his name shall have the glory. When Satan found he could not take the life of the child, he tempted me that God had left me, or the child would have been healed when we first prayed for him. I sank under this temptation in despair, and was so until last Sabbath evening. My heart seemed within me like lead, but God delivered me that eve, and Satan's power was broken. The next he got hold of was Clarissa. She was sunken and discouraged. At the same time, James was taken with the cholera morbus. He failed very fast until yesterday p.m. Then he made a request for us to pray for him. Brother Harris was gone to his work, so that it only left Sister Harris, Clarissa, and Sarah, and myself. We all felt unworthy to engage in the work, but we felt that the work of the Lord was hindered by his lying on a sickbed, and we knew unless God should deliver him, he could not get well. He had a high fever. He had the cramp take him in his hips and extend to his feet. His stomach was much strained by vomiting. We knew something must be done. I anointed his head and stomach and bowels in the name of the Lord. Then we took hold of faith for him. Our united prayers went up to God, and the answer came. Sister Harris and Clarissa were set entirely free, and they prayed God with a loud voice. The Spirit caused Clarissa to laugh aloud. James was healed every whit. The great distress he had had in his head was every whit removed, and he looked as though he had got the holy anointing. The fever and all pain left him, and he ate and was strengthened. He walked out upon his faith, harnessed his horse, and he and I went to Port Byron, 1.5 miles and back. He gained strength very fast. He is quite strong today. Praise the good Lord. When Satan found his power was completely broken upon him, he went to the child again. He waked us crying at the top of his voice. He seemed to have the colic, and we went up to the chamber, anointed his stomach with oil, and prayed over him, rebuked Satan, and he had to flee. We heard no more from him till morning. He is quite well today, but rather weak. We feel quite free from his, Satan's, power today. He has made a desperate struggle to get some of us, but we have driven him back. The Lord showed me some weeks ago that as James would begin to republish what the leaders had written in 44 upon the truth, Satan would try to hinder us, but we must struggle for the victory and go on. It has been just so. He knows this work will hurt his cause and save some jewels. This is why he rages so, but he is driven back. Ellen G. White Estate, Washington, D.C., November 7th, 1985. Entire letter.